800-560-7340. 800-560-7340.
President Barack Obama and his GOP foes are trading charges over expensive ad campaigns by special interest groups. Correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The vast majority of these ads attack Democrats, and the president calls them a threat to democracy because who pays for them is not known.
It could be the oil industry, it could be the insurance industry. Could even be foreign-owned corporations you don't know because they don't have to disclose.
However, Obama offers no proof overseas cash is paying for ads, and Republicans like former Bush aide Karl Rove call it a baseless lie. Either way, Obama told the Philadelphia rally the ads are trying to hijack the election, and Americans shouldn't stand for it. Mark Smith, Washington.
The latest Lundberg survey of fuel prices shows the average price of regular gasoline in the United States has jumped 8.23 cents in the past 2 weeks alone. The survey released Sunday says the price of a gallon of regular is $2.77. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Judge. And here. We have with us a special guest this morning, David Morgan, who writes a letter on silver. And always a pleasure to have David with us. America is in real trouble today. Probably most of you have not heard about Ben Bernanke's speech he gave to Congress on the 4th of October, but you can pull it down off the Internet. Just go to your search engine and type in Ben Bernanke, October 4th, speech to Congress. And basically what he said is that the current course of events is unsustainable. And then he quoted a well-known economist, I think it was Herbert Stein, who said when something is unsustainable, it eventually ends. And what he basically says is that there's no way that America can continue along the course that it's going. I mean, basically, Medicare, Social Security will soon consume all of the money that is collected by taxes here in the United States. There'll be no money for anything else. And Congress is going to have to do something. But, of course, he knows, as well as you should know, that Congress is not going to remedy the situation. With Social Security, we now have 58 million people on Social Security, and we have another 74 million people who will be on Social Security within the next 20 years as the baby boomers supply, we retire. Medicare is already bankrupt. In other words, there's no trust fund. We're putting out more money than is being taken in. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's always been a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi schemes are wonderful. until, of course, you have to put up more money than is coming in, and then you have to admit that what you've done has been a Ponzi scheme. Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And, Sydney, if you figure out what is owed in Social Security and what is owed in Medicare, and now the new Medicare drug bill, it's well over $108 trillion. There's no way that we can possibly come up with that. And they know that. And they're just hoping, the congressmen people, they hope that they're going to be able to retire before the whole house of cards come down. But they're going to have a separate pension fund. They're going to have separate health insurance, ladies and gentlemen. And you go back and you read what Adam Smith wrote in 1776, talking about how the king and the rulers and the bureaucracy always overspend and look after themselves and not look after the people, and absolutely nothing has changed. Well, this is why gold and silver are going up, and it's been the most remarkable rise over the last month or two as far as the rise of gold and silver. In fact, the last few weeks have seen silver simply skyrocketing. And I know David's been watching this for many years, as have I, and suddenly we're beginning to see the signs and symptoms of the collapse of our whole economic system, which is going to lead to the impoverishment of the vast majority of the American people, those people who have put their faith in the fiat money paper system and put their faith in government and put their faith in a system that is unsustainable. And as Ben Bernanke said, a system that is unsustainable eventually stops. Well, David, you pick up the story because you know what's happening to silver, which is simply a reflection of what's happening to our economy in many respects. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, Dr. Steele, I'd like to start off with something I wrote years ago. There was a book called Investing Rules, and they looked at top people in the field on all kinds of investment classes like mutual funds, real estate, options, futures, all kinds of things. And I was chosen to write the 10 rules for silver investing. And, you know, it was 10, it's supposed to be pithy. And so I started with rule number one, which I think is about the most important. And rule number one reads, when all else fails, there is silver. And then I go on and say, no one likes to be a prophet of doom, but the simple truth is that silver is the world's money of last resort. Should a severe economic collapse occur, leaving paper assets worthless, silver will be the primary currency for purchase of goods and services. Gold will be a store of major wealth, but will be priced too high for day-to-day use. Thus, every investor should own some physical silver and store a portion of it where it's accessible in an emergency. So I look back over that, and I'm, you know, fairly happy with that, you know, one paragraph and that statement, because a lot of the gold bugs out there, and I could be considered a gold bug, are kind of on this gold-only campaign. And really, silver is what you would really want to use in a breakdown crisis where maybe a currency was shunned or barter took place and all that. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but honestly, it certainly looks like it could happen in the not-too-distant future with all that's going on with the derivatives time bomb that I spoke out about, among others, so long ago, about 3 years ago on my speaking circuit through over the world. I took a video clip with me about what the derivatives mess looked like, how interconnected the banks were, and once this thing started to tumble down, what the possible repercussions would be. And today we are basically there. This MERS thing, these electronic mortgage things are blowing up right now. They have already blown up. It's just now that it's coming to the forefront where the public understands the massiveness of the fraud that's been perpetuated over the public. And I think the people were angry before, but they're going to get much angrier, I believe, once this truth comes out, and it's coming out right now.
And, of course, what they're doing is the banks are so confused, and they have refused to actually do what they should do. They're foreclosing on people who don't even have loans, people who paid, cash for their homes, and they foreclosed on the homes people who've made their payments on a regular basis. They foreclosed on them because the banks, of course, are desperate for money. They have lost so much, certainly with the buying all these collateralized debt obligations that have collapsed in value. And so all of our major banks, their major capital is gone. Well, this is why the Federal Reserve System has been funneling money to them, buying these collateralized debt obligations at 20 cents on the dollar, at 80 cents on the dollar, and selling them back at 20 cents on the dollar, pouring out several trillion dollars into the banking system to try to restabilize it, and it is not doing it. And certainly all of these major banks are in serious trouble, are the verge of collapse. And when they go down, all the people who have their money in the banking system, if you think the Federal Deposit Insurance Company is going to come to your to rescue, they don't have any money. They're bankrupt, too. But they'll have to go to the federal government, and they don't have any money. The whole house starts coming down. We'll be right back in just a moment.
In Washington, out-of-control politicians pile up mountains of debt. They pass trillions in new spending, unprecedented government intervention in our economy. They're chipping away at your rights, chipping away at our freedom, and now they're chipping away at the Second Amendment. They're surrendering precious sovereignty to global organizations like the United Nations, surrendering our freedom. But you can stop them right now. On November 2nd, vote Ken Buck for Senate. Ken Buck has the courage to defend our Second Amendment rights. Ken Buck will defend our freedom. That's why Ken Buck has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Vote freedom first. Vote for Ken Buck. The National Rifle Association Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Find us on the web at NRAPVF.org. That's NRAPVF.org.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and you have to understand America's living on debt. We're borrowing to pay our daily payments. About a third of all the federal expenditures are based upon debt, and we're having to borrow from other countries. But what happens when other countries won't, of course, lend us money unless we raise the interest rates? Raise the interest rates, then, of course, you kill the economic recovery. Don't raise the interest rates, you don't get any money from other countries. Federal Reserve System has to create money out of nothing, which, of course, destroys the value of our currency. Are they going to destroy the value of our currency and destroy the big banks which own the Federal Reserve System? Of course not. And so, basically, they're going to have to, down the line, you know, raise the interest rates. When they raise the interest rates, why, we have to pay out more and more money for interest, until soon 80 to 90% of all the money the federal government takes in goes to pay interest simply on the national debt, and not only on the new money they're borrowing, but they have to, of course, to roll over the old bonds, about 13 trillion, 13.5 trillion, soon to be 14 trillion, soon to be 20 trillion, soon to be 30 trillion. There is no way that this is sustainable. And, of course, as Herbert Stein said, anything that is not sustainable eventually will end. Go right ahead, David.
Well, that's a very good point. If you look through monetary history, there's never, you know, been a time where a unbacked currency has not failed. I like to wrap up some of my lectures with the point that if I could guarantee one financial asset to you that would, you know, be guaranteed to take place, wouldn't you all be interested? And of course, in my line of business, you're not allowed to guarantee anything. But I said the one almost guarantee I could give you is that every paper currency has always failed. And so to think that the United States dollar will not fail, that burden is on you. You have to come up with your own reasoning for why it won't take place in this modern age. And, of course, there's all kinds of people that are such paper bugs and so semi-secure in the system that they'll make up excuses that, well, you know, we have high technology and with the computers running the banking system and the communications and everything that's, you know, in modern times will prevent such a situation. Well, I just like to suggest for everyone's consideration, take a look out the window and really see what's going on. It's breaking down right as we speak. And now that Bank of America has led the charge by saying that they are not going to, they're stopping foreclosures in all 50 states, that's the first major bank to say, you know, this derivatives thing is out of hand. We can't, they're basically, in my view, admitting the fraud that's going on, and they're going to halt all foreclosures. Well, now that Bank of America has done it, it's only a question of a short amount of time before the other banks do it. Once that takes place, you're talking about trillions of dollars that you just outlined that goes to money heaven. It disappears. And so it's, you know, I can't stress it more strongly. It's happening right as we speak. What the outcome is, I don't think anyone knows exactly, but the outcome is not going to be good for the paper bugs out there as far as I'm concerned.
And I think really the fact that Bank of America and I think J.P. Morgan Chase as well is saying, we're going to stop foreclosures because we don't really have title to any of these mortgages because we bought the collateralized debt obligations and all they were you know, certainly bonds based upon home mortgages, but we don't have the paperwork that says that we actually own the homes or we only own part of the home or we don't know what we own. And we have all these mortgages that are really totally fraudulent. And so basically, of course, the background of the banking system usually is home mortgages. And now suddenly they're going to, banks have said, we don't have the home mortgages, then where is the basis of their financial capital? Most of it, so much of it disappeared when, of course, this whole house of cards began to come down in 2008, and the housing values are dropping and dropping dramatically, 30% or more. That's all money that simply disappeared that the banks would rely upon as the basis of their collateral. So the whole financial house of cards at the beginning beginning to come down. And, of course, the one good thing Obama did, he refused to sign legislation that says the banks don't have to have an old title to your home when they foreclose on it. You know, they can just go ahead and foreclose because they're the banks, and Obama would not sign the legislation, which means that now the whole house of cards begins to come down. And believe me, if that isn't exactly what they wanted, Obama would have signed the legislation. So nothing happens by accident. They are in the process of destroying our economic system. And how will people survive, David?
Well, I mean, they always do. I don't want to, you know, feed a lot of fear into anyone. People are resilient, and there has been, you know, crises throughout humanity, you know, and through all recorded history, and people do overcome it. But we're in an age now where there is such interconnectedness between the globe, really, and everyone is so specialized, which in a way is a good thing as long as the system is sound, because it allows people to achieve their greatest good and their greatest wealth. If you're allowed to just do your one specialty and rely on a lot of other people to fill in other aspects of your life, for example, you don't have to grow any food because the farmer does that for you. You don't have to make any clothes, etc., and you can just focus on what you do, then everyone becomes wealthier. But that only works in a system that has a sound financial basis. And since we've been running our system on a fraud from the top down, it's crumbling apart now. So going back, what's going to happen, no one really knows. I think there'll be a contraction. I think the standard of living for most middle-class Americans has certainly been going down. In fact, on a real basis, if you look on the real purchasing power, the average American's net worth or wage rate 1972 in real terms. Now, let me explain that, because when you say it, some people don't get it. Just because you're making more quote-unquote money doesn't mean that you're improving your life. That's the problem with inflation. I mean, look at Zimbabwe as an example. I just looked at a mini-documentary. We talked about this on your last show, and it showed some people that had worked for the Zimbabwe government for 35 years, and they retired. And the retirement was $1 million Zimbabwe dollars per month. And then it showed what $1 million bought in Zimbabwe after about a year of retirement. And it was less than a quarter of a tomato per month. So obviously you couldn't live on that. So it's not a function of how many dollars you have. It's a function of what they buy. And so the real truth is, from about 1972 onward, the average, I'm not saying in each individual case, the average American's real rate of return has gone downward. And that's the truth. That's the situation. So I think, and now that this crisis seems to be accelerating, more and more people obviously are out of work. There's so many people that are looking for food stamps now. There's so many people that are, you know, pretty desperate and fairly much given up to find employment. So it's unraveling, and to be expected, as you said, it's not sustainable. It will fail, and it's, you know, failing before our eyes. What do you do? I think you have to look to yourself first and determine, you know, the most important things that you need. Obviously, you know, from the bottom up, you need food, water, shelter, and energy. I mean, you have to look at those things. And I just heard during the break before the show started that the government is saying that there won't be any increase in Social Security payments because it's based on the inflation rate. And since there isn't any inflation, there's not going to be an increase in Social Security checks over the next year. And I just have to laugh because this is what goes on. One of my favorite quotes, Dr. Stan, is speaking the truth in times of universal deceit is a revolutionary act. And that comes from George Orwell. And this is exactly where we're at. Speaking the truth,
you know,
now is a revolutionary act.
Us seniors are on Social Security, an increase in payment, but the Congress are going to get an increase in payment. They get an increase in payment referable to inflation, but when it comes to the common people, there is no increase because we're the common people, and we have rulers, ladies and gentlemen. We have a ruling class. Congress does not get Social Security. They have a special pension plan of their own. Congress doesn't get Medicare. They have a special health care program for the ruling elite. When are the American people going to understand we have ruling people class who are well rewarded? And when they, of course, leave their place of occupation, leave the Congress or Senate, then they get a job as a lobbyist with a fantastic payment of a payment for services rendered. After Bill Clinton left the presidency, he set up a foundation. And last time I checked, they'd received over almost $500 million in donations. Why are people giving throughout the world, giving money to Bill Clinton's private foundation? Why? And payment for services rendered, ladies and gentlemen. That's how the system really works. You go right ahead.
Well, I want to move over to silver for some time because that's, you know, my expertise. Obviously, I look at the big macro picture and how silver fits into that. Before I start, I'd just like to remind everybody of my mission statement, and that is to teach and empower people to understand the benefits of an honest financial system. And obviously, the word gold and silver aren't even in my mission statement, because without a financial system that's based on truth, you're going to have the situation that we are now witnessing. But I'm going to move back onto the silver market. Silver, as you said at the beginning, has moved up about $2 here rather rapidly. And for the first time in a very, very long time, what we're starting to see is that the commercial interest, which is basically your banking system, is starting to cover silver as it's increasing in price. Up until this recent period of time, the banks have been able to play their paper games in the gold and silver markets, and once the price would go high enough, they were able to sell it off on paper and force a price reduction or a down move in the silver market and the gold market, and then cover their paper sales at a profit to them. But those of us that are very studied in all aspects of these markets knew that there could be a time where the banks start to get behind the eight ball, and they would be forced to cover at a higher price, in other words, lose on some of these paper trades. And that's taking place right now in the silver market. As I said, just again to reemphasize, for the first time in a very long time, these banks are starting to withdraw their short positions by buying back those positions at a loss, which is forcing the price higher. And I think part of this has to do with this two-year-long investigation that's been going on in the silver market. I put out an alert to all our members recently that was just an article that came out in the United Kingdom press about Bert Chilton, who is with the CFTC, and he's pretty outspoken, and in my opinion, he's the most favorable to this silver manipulation. And he made a statement that he expects the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the investigative body looking into the silver situation, to make a statement in the near future. And then he went on to say, and very interestingly said, that if they did not, he was planning to make a statement on his own about the silver manipulation. Another fund manager that I'll be speaking with in London made a comment, and he stated that he believes that what the banks were doing up until very, very recently, they have stopped doing. And that would imply to me what I just said, that they're starting to, somebody's looking at them rather closely now, and they're starting to not have the clout that they once had in the paper markets. In other words, their trades are probably being looked after by some of the authorities. Now, I'm always suspect on any of this stuff, and it's really hard to prove it. The facts are what they are. The banks are covering some of their short positions at higher prices. That's a fact. Whether or not they're scared, whether or not there's going to be, you know, a big announcement in the futures market from the CFTC or not, I don't know. But regardless, silver is marching to its own drummer again. Gold is continuing to make new highs, and people throughout the globe are starting to move into these metals. The amount of silver that's been added to the SLV, this main silver ETF, has been about 30 million ounces over the last several weeks. This is a huge increase in metal, and the Perth Mint is getting orders like it's never had before for physical metal. So a lot of people are coming into the party. I wouldn't say late relative to where the market started. It might look as though it's late, but relative to where the market's going, it's not too late.
And basically, people are beginning to take delivery on the silver and taking delivery on the gold contracts, and suddenly the banks find that they don't have any. The old adage, he who sells what isn't his'n has to give it back or go to prison. We'll be right back with David Morgan. We'll welcome your call. 1-877-254-7524. Here at the American Freedom Network.
Divine Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargained for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being, once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, David Morgan, basically what Ben Bernanke said on the 4th of October. You need to get his speech. You can get it on the Internet, or we can send you a copy, but you need to read it, because what he said is this, and quoting Herbert Stein, if something cannot go on forever, it will stop. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. Now, that's the most ridiculous statement in the world, but that comes from our head of our Federal Reserve System, the most powerful man in America. Remember, certainly President Obama, maybe the President of the United States, but the one who runs the economy is Ben Bernanke. And he said, if something cannot go on forever, it will eventually stop. And what he's talking about is what's going on today as far as increasing our debts, and it just can't go on. But will Congress actually intervene and do what's responsible and cut Social Security and cut Medicare benefits and stop paying out more than it's taking in and stop all of these welfare programs? Absolutely not. And so eventually, why, the whole thing is going to collapse, and it's only a matter of time. Well, David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your newsletter, and, of course, begin to make their preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. America is going to survive in one form or another. Most of our people are going to survive in one form or another. But our living standards are going down, down, down. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, the easiest way, since it's an Internet-based business, is just to get on the Internet. Go to silver-investor.com. And when you're on the site, it's pretty easy to navigate. On the left-hand side, there's a pull-down menu called Site Menu. And at the very bottom of that, there is a join free mailing list. And I believe in education. I've devoted a great deal of my time and my money to educating anyone that's interested in the financial picture, and particularly the precious metals. So you can join the free mailing list. And with that, you will get the 10 rules of silver investing. And we started the show talking about rule number one. There are 9 other rules that will help you not only with silver investing, but investing in general. And a lot of them will keep you from making a big mistake. A lot of people get interested in this, and they get, emotional about their investments, which is something you really don't want to do. And they might call up a dealer and, buy too much of the wrong product or put too much in at the wrong time or that type of thing. So these 10 rules of silver investing is something I really put my head and heart into so many years ago, but they still are applicable to everybody, and you get that for free just by joining our free email list.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's so vitally important. Now, if people are going to buy silver, what sort of form should they buy it in?
To my rules of silver investing, I talk about rule number 9, collecting silver is an art, but not really an investment. Owning fine silver items, including rare coins, can provide great enjoyment and personal satisfaction, like painting or other artworks. They're beautiful and often quite valuable if you are astute at buying and selling. In spite of this, however, I've always held the view that holding such collectibles are not investments. When you need silver or simply want cash, you need to buy as much physical silver as possible for the lowest premium. In other words, silver rounds or government-minted coins. Bars are bars of 10-ounce or 100-ounce denomination. So, in other words, you want as much silver as you can get for the dollar invested, and that is bullion-type coins or actually privately minted coins, which would be called silver rounds. And the other category is what's called junk silver, which is pre-1965 government-issued silver coinage, which, of course, as we both know, Dr. Stan, was a coin of the realm up until 1965. So this is either dimes, quarters, or halves that are dated 1964 or earlier. Those are 90% silver.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for David, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. How high can silver go? I mean, certainly it's $23 and I think 20 cents this morning, up from, I can remember when you could buy it for $1.29, and now 23, 20, and but where is it going from here? Do you think it's going to continue going up?
Well, nothing grows to the moon. I learned that in the first financial debacle in 1979-80. I was in the market pretty much in the mid-70s all the way through the peak. But it's going to be higher, in my view, much higher in paper terms. I wrote an article about how to determine the price of silver and gold many years ago. It's still on the site. Again, it's for free. You can just go to the archive section, that same pull-down menu I mentioned a moment ago. And it's called Engineering the Price of Gold. In that article, I talked about why gold's paper price should be at least $2,500 the ounce. And I also went on from there to explain how you could determine the silver price. But I believe I'm on record as saying I expect the silver price to go to $100 an ounce in U.S. dollar terms. But it's not something to focus on. People get focused on, you know, the dollar amount in paper dollars. Really what you need to understand is that gold and silver are, you know, elements that have been used as money for mankind, by mankind for millennia. And they don't change. An ounce of gold has the same mass throughout the universe, always and everywhere. So it's constant. What changes is the destruction of the currency. So you really don't want to think of your wealth in terms of how many pieces of paper I have. If you want to think in those terms, think of a Zimbabwe hyperinflation. And I'm looking at a $100 trillion Zimbabwe note right now that was valid up until recently. And if you want some, you know, you want to feel like a big shot, you know, just start handing out, you know, $100 trillion notes to everybody. That's just a number. It's just a piece of paper with a bunch of zeros on it. So that's not the way to think of your wealth. The way to think of your wealth is, what is wealth? Well, wealth is what's out there in the real world. You know, it's all your commodities. It's your roads, your schools, your houses. It's everything out there that money buys is your wealth. So on a personal level, the only way to determine what your wealth is to account for yourself in real gold and silver, that's money, and other assets, which could be wood, for an example, or foodstuffs, or real estate that's fully paid for with no mortgage behind it, hoping that the MERS people don't come in and take a, you know, foreclose on something you already own, like has been happening. So it goes on and on, but that's where you want to determine your wealth. Most people look at how many dollars they are worth if they sell their stocks or cash out their real estate or whatever. Those days are ending. You don't want to think in those terms. You have to do a paradigm shift and look at the real economy. And the real economy is breaking down. How many new innovative products has the United States come up with over the last 6 months to a year? How many new factories are being built? How much new manufacturing is out there? How many new goods and services are being produced? I talked about last night on a different radio show that the FDA has come out with a startling announcement last Friday, the 8th, about the foodstuffs are looking like they're going to be in short supply this year, and that set corn, wheat, and soybeans up limit. And for those that don't know, up limit, there's a limit on some commodities is how much they can move in one day. And all of those foodstuffs went up limit, the amount that the Commodities Commission has allowed
for the maximum uptick that can take place. And the reason for that is once this report came out saying that foodstuffs look like they're going to be in short supply this year, there was a panic for those in the know or those that look at the futures markets or the commodity sector buying like crazy.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Attention experienced sales professionals. KHNC is looking for strong, independent sales representatives to sell airtime. If you appreciate what KHNC Radio stands for, you're creative, self-motivated, and can work independently and have a proven successful background in commercial sales, please email your resume to Danette at AmericaNewsNet today. That's D-A-N-E-T-T-E at AmericaNewsNet.com. Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan asks, how many times have you let a friend drive drunk? Studies show that a heavy drinker's chances of causing an accident are 25 times greater. Do your friends a favor and don't let them drive when drunk. That's courtesy of Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan, serving the listening audience with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Danette and the staff care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend and your patronage is valued. That's Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Freedom, American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, David Morgan, and of course, basically the price of wheat and corn and certainly other food products is going up dramatically. I mean, there are growing shortages. Certainly the rice crop in Australia was 2% of what it ordinarily is. Of course, they largely wiped out intentionally the rice crop here in the United States by shutting off the water to the Central Valley of California, which, of course, is one of the major rice-producing areas in our country. They've done this intentionally, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And so the price of foodstuffs is going up. But don't you worry. The government's going to save money by not giving an inflation riser to the elderly in America. Congress is going to get the inflation increase, but not for the elderly, because they tell us there is no inflation, and yet, of course, we know the prices are going up. And, of course, how can that be? I mean, would the government lie to us? Absolutely. They have to. They don't have the money. They have to cut back. And where are they going to cut back? Well, they're just beginning to cut back now. Why, we're not going to give any inflation rises to the elderly, because there is no inflation. But we're going to give it to Congress, because there is inflation. It's perfectly logical. Go right ahead.
Well, taking up on that theme, it reminds me of what happened at the end of the Roman Empire. I mean, if you go back, a very quick outlook on it, and I'm not real studied in it, but I've certainly looked at it with some due diligence. I mean, it started off as a republic. Silver was the coin of the realm. It was a full weight and measure at the time of the beginning. And things were pretty much on the up and up. And they started corrupting morally and debased the currency. And at the end, before the fall of the Roman Empire, the senators didn't represent the people at all. They were there for one reason, and that was to plunder as much as they could get for themselves and destroy the masses. And what was really interesting at the end was that it wasn't so much, it was many things, but what's interesting is as the barbarians, as they call them, came in and looted and burned and really destroyed it physically. What destroyed it before that was the number of people that were coming in to become Roman citizens for the free bread and circuses. At the end, they were entertaining the masses to a great extent and diverting their attention, you might say, from the real facts that were, you know, in front of everybody. I mean, everybody knew that the coinage had become a copper coin, and the Romans had learned how to silver plate, and there was such a small amount of silver plated on top of the copper that the silver actually wore off, and, you know, over time, in a short amount of time, as these coins circulated. But everyone, you know, was pretending as if these coins really had value, when of course they did not. So I've determined, and many others have, in fact, Robert Prechter does a great job in this area, he calls it socioeconomics, that there's a direct correlation between the debasement of a currency and the debasement of the moral structure of a society. They seem to go hand in hand. I mean, as I said in the beginning about the quote from George Orwell about speaking the truth, and when you can lie about money, you can lie about anything. And we've been lying about money to this population for a very, very, very long time. Now, there's many paper bugs out there. There's many people that are paper bugs that will argue with me that money doesn't have to have substance, that it's whatever the government says it is, and that that's just the end of the argument. Well, I'd just like to ask them, how's that working out for you? Is that working out really well? I mean, if it's working out so well, then why are we having this TARPS program? And if it's working out so well, then why are all the banks failing? And if that really works, and money's whatever you say it is, then why are we having the problems that we're having? So really, you have two theories of money. You have money that's whatever we want it to be because we're big, bad, and we have the power to say it's this. Or you have substance money, where when you make a transaction, you get value for value. When you have substance-based money and you get value for value, no one gets cheated. It's fair to everybody, from the lowest person to the highest person. It's fair across the board. But when you have an edict money, a fiat money that government controls one way or the other, and it is whatever we say it is, it favors one class over the other.
I think that is so true, and basically, of course, although the Roman Empire fell in 476 A.D., what people have forgotten is they divided the Roman Empire. There was the western half that fell in 476, and the eastern half, based in Constantinople, that maintained a gold-backed currency, and it lasted for 1,000 years more. People have forgotten that, but of course, it went up into the 1400s before it eventually fell. Why? Because it had a solid currency, and America, of course, is doing the same thing that the Western branch of the Roman Empire did. But we never teach these things in school. Have a stable currency, you have a stable government. An unstable currency, and you see what's happening in America today. Well, our guest has been David Morgan, and David, you got a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, I'd like to just wrap up by saying that my purpose was not to instill any fear in anybody. We come from a heritage as an American people, which is a melting pot of a lot of different cultures, and that we as Americans have a very much of a self-reliant attitude, or at least we did in the beginning. I think that many Americans still have that. I think a lot of Americans, regardless of what their political affiliation is, are just fed up with too much oversight by the bureaucracy. I think they're tired of it. They want to be left alone. They want to be able to have the freedom to go out and make a living and not be bothered. So that's number one in my view. Number two is look at your individual case. There is not one size fits all. I do recommend that everybody take a look at the precious metals. I'm not a bullion dealer. I don't sell gold. I don't sell silver. What I teach is education. I do it for free, and I also do it on a membership part of the website for people that are investors that want to take advantage of the opportunities in money, metals, and mining. And I report that once a month in a internet-based newsletter that you can download and print out yourself. So, Dr. Stan, I thank you for having me on your show again.
It's always a pleasure. I think we have you scheduled for one of our other programs, so we'll look forward to that. And I found that through the years, David's information on silver has been accurate, and of course you need to know what the supplies are. It's being used increasingly for many, many things within electronics, and although it's not being used as much as it was in the past as far as photography, why, of course, it's an essential part of the whole electronic programs that are being used throughout the world today. David, thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you on our other programs. I think we have you on again another program this week. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dan, I want you to remember the profound words of our head of our seat of our Federal Reserve System, Ben Bernanke. Get his October 4th speech and read it through. And there he says, if something cannot go on forever, it will stop. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. What's he talking about? He's talking about the fact that we're spending money we don't have. And, of course, eventually we will be spending more for the interest on the national debt than all the money that's taken in, and the whole system comes tumbling down. Prices of food commodities are skyrocketing. If you've not yet laid in the supply of food, we do have access to some excellent food at very responsible sources, and it comes from the United States. So much of the dehydrated, freeze-dried foods you're going to get on the Internet is coming in from China, and I wouldn't trust it myself. I personally know the fellow who puts this up. If you're interested in more information, give us a call on laying in a supply of food, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then I want to mention this is the last day we're taking reservations for our all-day seminar this coming Sunday. It'll be a week this coming Sunday on the 17th of October. Looks like we're going to have a great turnout, a contingent from Colorado. I realize it's late, but if you want to come, today's the last day. We put in our reservations for the number of people for lunch tomorrow, and after that, no new people. So our number, 1-800-544-8927. How do you make sense out of what's going on today? We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. There really are supernatural forces at work. There is a supernatural. If you're a Christian, you have to believe in the supernatural. After all, how could Christ come back after being killed? How could he walk on water? How could he command the waves to stop? How could he bring people back from the dead? Did those things happen? I believe they did. I believe the Bible is accurate. And I believe the supernatural is real. I've actually held in my hand a spoon that was bent by the man who leads the Special Forces Unit on the supernatural, as our own military taps into the supernatural element. And so you need to understand what's going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. And if you can't afford it, it's on our website at RadioLiberty.com. Go to our website. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day. If you have a telephone with free minutes, why, you can listen 24 hours a day to our Genesis program. Get the information. Understand the nature of the battle. Make the preparations for your family and for your friends. Let them understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There truly are forces out there working to destroy the industrial base of our nation. That's why they're shipping our factories overseas. That's why they're outsourcing our jobs. That's why we're encouraging people with H-1B visas to come to America to take American jobs. That's why they're not trying to stop illegal immigration. They want it. Why? Because they want to lower your living standards and impoverish our people. When you understand that, it all makes sense. And if you'd like